Welcome back, folks, to the Rose Garden.
Ooh, it's a new year, girl.
Yeah.
To the Rose Garden.
This is a smooth and sexy episode of Flowers and Rosé with Reese and Ash. We need some sexier music.
Then. We just definitely did.
It reminds me of...
The Quiet Storm?
The Quiet Storm. Yeah. What is that? W-H-U-R.
Something at night.
The Quiet Storm. I used to hate when we would be coming back from like a family party and it would be like late and my dad would put on The Quiet Storm. I'm like, ugh.
Exactly.
Like, turn to 95.5, please. What was your go-to radio station?
WPGC. Because I was a big fan of Donnie Simpson.
Donnie Simpson show. Donnie Simpson show. Donnie in the morning. Get up. Everybody get up. There was someone else I liked. Who's the one? With Olivia Fox. Was that the Donnie Simpson show?
I don't know. After he left, I didn't listen.
Oh, I didn't even know he left.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to the radio in so, like, basically since I got my first iPod, it was a rap on the radio.
Pretty much.
So many commercials. Who has time?
Pretty much. They play the same songs over and over. I can get in the car at 7:30 and I guarantee I will hear the Doja Cat.
Oh, which song? I love Doja.
Okay, her latest.
Sing it. I don't know her latest.
I don't know either, but I just feel like she's out there. She's big right now.
Tonight's a morning. No, that's not it. That's my best friend. That's Sweetie, technically. But it's Sweetie and Doja. Damn.
Actually, speaking of Sweetie, T tried her Sweetie meal at
McDonald's. What is it?
And this is a Big Mac, okay, with
she
a
likes
fry
weird food.
And a 4-piece nugget, but you get a Sweetie sauce.
What the fuck is Sweetie sauce?
So here I say it. So he says, "Where my Sweetie sauce at?" I said, "So, right here." You, oh, I'm not gonna open it. That's a collector's item. I said, "Wait, what?" And he goes, "Oh yeah, because you saw what happened to Travis Scott. Because he had like a meal, and like all of his shit blew up, and people were like selling that shit on eBay for gobs of money." So I guess that's
Sweetie sauce.
with Sweetie sauce.
That is hilarious. She eats weird stuff. Like she's always talking about making like instant like ramen and then crunching up hot Cheetos in it and adding, like, she'd be adding weird stuff on her TikTok and stuff.
Well, the picture was a bed of fries with the 4 nuggets on top with her Sweetie sauce on top.
I see. Yeah, she real ghetto. She be doing little ghetto concoctions.
Yeah. It even sounded weird for him to be like, "Yeah, and let me get this Sweetie meal." She was like, "Medium or large?"
That's cute. I want to get it, but I don't want to eat a Big Mac.
Well, she takes the buns off.
All the buns off?
Yeah, and she uses fries for where the buns would be. I'm like, who has time? It's COVID. And it's like, you're at the drive-thru. You
yeah.
Wash your hands.
Right, you're in the car, your hands dirty.
Yeah. It seems like a meal that I have to eat with my fork and knife. I mean,
for sure, if you're not gonna have no bread, no
exactly.
bun.
So I was like, okay, who has time for this shit? But he was like, "Do not use the sauce. It's a collector's item."
That is hilarious. You're not gonna be laughing when he making millions on his Sweetie sauce.
Yeah, that part.
Anyway, let's get into the episode, people. We are talking Grown-ish, episode 6 and 7.
Yes.
Okay, so last episode, Ronnie and I recorded the recap of episodes 3, 4, 5.
Uh-huh.
Today,
I'm back, bitches. It's Reese.
Yes. Bam, bam, bam. Bam, bam, bam. The OG is back in the building.
Thank you, Ronnie. Special shout out to you. I appreciate you stepping in and for being my side piece with Ashley. It was nice to hear the two of you go back and forth about the 3 episodes that were aired. I enjoyed listening to you bitches.
Yes, it was real. And I feel like we really needed her here for this one because the like black, I was going to say black power.
I mean,
what do you call it? The protest episodes were really like, that was just the beginning. It's kicking off now. Yeah, and we were talking about it last time, and I feel like we needed her here to continue our saga.
Ah, yes, that's a good word for it. Saga. Yeah. The saga always continues.
Yeah, so that's okay. We'll have her back for sure.
For sure.
So wait on it. Listen to every episode, and one day we'll surprise you. But we're going to talk today about episodes 6 and 7.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. So starting with episode 6, they picked right up where they left off.
For
with
sure they
the
did.
Protests.
Yes.
So my initial thoughts were, of course, the first thing I did was try and read all the protest signs.
Okay. Okay.
I love the protest signs, even in real life. Like, they're so creative and catchy.
Very creative. I agree with you on that one.
And it's just crazy and so empowering to think.
Not to mention the murals. Even on the show and then in real life. Yeah. Yes.
But my thing, for both of those, my thing is that it's so empowering to think that, like, in the history books, those are going to be what kids are seeing now.
I sure hope so.
It's just crazy because I never thought when I was looking at history books, like, wow, one day what I see and what I do will be in these history books. Mm-hmm. But, like, they really will be.
Yeah, because there's a lot of information left out of history books regarding Black history that should be.
They can't overlook this shit now, right? Because I feel like the only Black shit I remember seeing in history books was, like, Martin Luther King.
Yeah. And the railroad,
what's the railroad?
Underground Railroad. Sorry. Yeah, my bad. Yeah. Whoa. My bad, Black folks.
That's how long ago it was.
600 years.
Exactly.
We're over 4. It's definitely 6 now. But
it's literally Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass, and Martin Luther King.
Right. And Marcus Garvey. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I totally agree. Malcolm X.
Yeah. I didn't get an extensive Malcolm X even.
Ah,
like, it was very much like Martin Luther King was the peaceful one. And Malcolm X was the radical, crazy one.
Oh, yeah. He was like, by any means necessary. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, I don't know that it was that cut and dry, but sure. But I feel like they would be doing a huge disservice to leave out the amount of history that Black people are contributing these days. So
I'm glad they didn't. With it being a predominantly Black cast and a Black show. I'm glad they touch base on this. It's just sad to relive it once you kind of like, okay, things are peaceful now. Nothing's happening in real life.
Yeah.
Regarding police brutality, you have to focus on other things such as what's happening
regular
in Afghanistan
life,
and stuff
even.
Like that. But yeah, it sucks. It really does to have to relive all the negative.
Yeah, and I know we do have to keep people, like, updated and make sure that people still realize that this is still things that regular Black people are dealing with. But, like, it is really... I don't know if people understand how hard it is for us to relive Black trauma day after day. Death and trauma and torture. Honestly, that's torture.
It really is.
Yes.
Modern day. Yeah.
It's not great, so... definitely, like, I think that Grownish is doing a good job of portraying it, but also, like, I hate that we have to keep watching it.
Yeah.
Like,
because I feel like in a couple of weeks, we're going to see, like, the real live shit happen yet again. I don't want to say that, but, I mean, it's an actuality.
It's hard to be optimistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, the opening scenes were pretty good. I loved seeing the whole cast, like, lined up there, holding up their signs in solidarity and in protest.
Until the text message comes through.
They're like, I'm out.
Right?
Yeah. So, of course, first to go, and we learned more about him, was Javi.
Yeah.
And Anna, because she went with him. But you know what I will say is that, just like Zoe said, like, I... know my limits, and I'm not one to break, like, a government mandate. It's just not in me. I'm not a rule breaker personally, so I don't, like, I couldn't have been one that's out there past curfew and, like, breaking the rules. I'm just not a rule breaker.
I'm with you. Like, I always felt like that in real life, like, with the whole Black Lives Matter movement and COVID. I was like, man, if COVID wasn't here, I would have been out there. Like, a part of, like, one night, I just would have been out there. I couldn't have been every night that they were doing. So, kudos to all those people who were out there marching. But, yeah, tear gas and
No, I'm with you. I'm like, no, I'm too peaceful. I'm just I would not be a rule scared, breaker. Afraid to get hurt or, I don't know, lose your job.
Yeah.
What if your employer would have saw you on TV, peacefully protesting? But even still, I mean.
I wish they would.
Facts.
So lawsuit.
True. So true.
But I understand what you're saying. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it is really hard to just say, like, that I would have been out there, because there were so many nuanced things this time where, like, yeah, I was like worried, like, listen, that was at least for us when the majority of the protests were going on before the vaccines were concerned. Mm-hmm. And I had too many red flags in my personal life. Like, I do work in healthcare. I do have older grandparents. Sure, yeah, I do have XYZ. Even, I mean, my parents aren't old, but, like, I could never live it down in my own personal experience if I had given someone else COVID.
For sure.
And as much, I mean, I'm a Black woman, as much as I want to stick up for Black people, I couldn't do that at the expense of my family, but like,
or your health,
yeah, or my own health. But mm-hmm. also I definitely and desperately appreciate the people who were out there, because those demonstrations mean a lot.
Yeah.
And I wish that I could be that person. I'm just not that person.
And even, I mean, agreeing with everything that you're saying, Ash, but I feel like back in the day, like in the 60s and shit like that, we would have never seen white folks out there marching with the Black people.
Yeah, it's different.
It was different to see a plethora of...
Yeah, and I like that. It, like, brings tears to my eyes to see people joining together for that. Mm. But as we talk about, like, white people joining in, we should obviously talk about the conversation between Nomi and the girls.
Yes, let's get into it.
What were your initial thoughts on Nomi being so offended by what Jazz and
Girl were saying? Well, just going off of experience, typical, very typical for someone who's not part of the Black community to respond the way she did, use choice words that she did.
Yeah, I definitely think that it was to be expected, but also, I mean, literally me and Ronnie were saying, like, one episode ago how much we appreciate the fact that Nomi is a part of those difficult conversations.
Yeah.
And I literally think that carries over. Like, I'm still, even though she was offended and it was a hard conversation, it brought tears to her eyes and she had to reconsider everything, I still, that is such a rare thing that she is a white person who was willing to even have that conversation at all and reconsider her theory. So I love how they wrote that in there. Yeah. And like, I still really appreciate it, because it would have been unrealistic to write in a white character who is completely understanding of Black causes. It's not possible. It's not possible.
It is. It'll be a culture shock. We'll be like, wait, what?
But it's just not possible, because if you're a white person, you can't experience everything a Black person can. It's just impossible.
Yeah. So, totally agree.
I was very, very impressed with the entire scene, and I was even impressed with the fact that Nomi was insulted, because that's normal. I feel like when I have those conversations with people of different colors, like, they do get upset when you feel like, when they feel like you're hurting their feelings, or that they are woke and they are a part of the cause. And I do think honestly that Nomi is a positive part of the cause even. Mm-hmm. But I think that it was important for her to realize, you can be the most liberal white person on the planet. Mm-hmm. You're still a white person, period. And that's not saying you're a white person, ha, ha, ha. That's just
facts. We're not putting a negative connotation to it, right?
Yeah.
I agree. So
I was, you know, I think that was a very important conversation to have, because as much as we're happy that Nomi's comfortable having those tough conversations, mm-hmm. they're not tough if you're not having the conversations, you know?
Yes.
So I think that was important. I think it was important for her. It's okay to get your feelings hurt in conversations, as far as I'm concerned.
And if you're my friend, then it's totally okay. Exactly. Right? Vice versa. Yeah, I agree with you on that.
The whole point is to be able to work through it and to get to the other side. And I am most appreciative of people who are tough enough to have those serious conversations and to work through them. Uh-huh. And she was. And it was obvious. Oh my God. First of all, whatever her name is, I feel like she's a really good actress, because that was a tough,
That was a tough scene to even watch, to be honest with you, because it's like, whoa.
Yeah. I'm sure it was a tough thing for that actor to have to go through.
Sure.
Because no one is out here hoping to be like, I'm racist. You know what I mean? I don't think the majority of people, I don't think, are maliciously being like, I'm racist. It's mostly just, history and culture and the way you're which raised. Which is what
Jazz said, were saying. Which yeah. was like, it's ingrained mm-hmm. in you. It's what you know. It's how you grew up. And
yeah. Exactly. And to me, if you can have those conversations, then you can move past those conversations, you know? Let's talk. Let's discuss. Let's argue. And yeah. then let's move on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think that Nomi was able to do that. And I love that she was able to do that. And at first I was nervous because me and Ronnie had just were like talking about how like, wow, how wonderful it was that she's a part of those conversations, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, damn, she's about to fuck it up in one episode. But no, I think that she did it justice. It's hard to feel other than when you feel personally like you're part of the cause. But also it's fine to point that out. If you don't point out to people, then we're just stuck 60 years ago the same way that we were, you know?
I agree. I like the fact that she had to have that conversation with her mother to make her realize.
And moms do make you realize.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Because it's easy to be like, mom.
Right. But you don't understand.
Yeah.
But she clearly put it in perspective for her.
Yeah, I think so,
not,
too.
And not the way she wanted it to be.
Exactly. Right.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. But in the best way possible.
Sure.
Yeah. I like that a lot. And I still, like, Nomi's one of my faves still, even after all that mess.
Nomi? Really?
Oh, we didn't do your list. Me and Ronnie did a list of our favorite characters from top to bottom. Uh-huh. I want to hear your list. Favorite characters top to bottom.
Well, you already know my boy Vivek.
At the top.
Of course.
Okay, ours too.
Then I would have to go with Jazz.
Okay.
I like Aaron next.
All right.
I'll give it to Zoe.
Sorry, go ahead. You know I don't like Zoe. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know you don't. I'll give it to her next. And then it'll be... Oh, whoa. I'm tripping. My bad. Hold on. Let's go back. Vivek, Sky, Jazz.
Sky?
Yeah, because with her little so quick jabs and stabs, I love that. I'm feeling
better about your list already. Yeah. All right. Vivek, Sky, Jazz.
Yes. Aaron, Luca, Doug, Zoe.
Was Luca on my list?
I don't think. Okay, I didn't hear you say Luca. And then Anna's going to be last.
Anna's last?
Yeah.
Zoe's last on my list. Always.
Okay, of course. Okay,
so mine was Vivek, Doug. Did you even put Doug on your list? He's so funny.
Doug is on my list, but he was towards the end.
What?
Yeah.
That's your people.
Yeah, but he, yeah.
Anyway.
Not denying that.
Mine was Vivek, Doug, Jazz, Aaron, Nomi, and Zoe. Is that
everybody? Forgot Sky, even though she hasn't been on the episode.
I
did not
forget her. I left her out on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Because she's out here being Ariel, and she's not about that life.
Yeah, but you'll find her more funnier than Doug?
Do I find her funnier than Doug? Yeah. In the 5 episodes she was in? Sure.
Okay.
But she's not in this season. Like, she's been in 0 episodes this season.
True.
So, she's not on my list.
Okay.
She's a recur. She's been on 1 episode for less than 1 minute.
She was on FaceTime.
That don't count. Right, right. And it was less than 1 minute. So Sky no longer is a main character.
Okay.
So that was my list.
She was quick with her jabs, boy.
I know, I miss her. Because she was hilarious. Yes. And now Jazz has to take her place. That's the problem. So Ronnie was saying that for Jazz, she feels like she's taking a lot of like cheap jabs at Zoe, which I agree with, but the problem is that normally Sky would take those jabs, but Sky's not there now. Mm-hmm. So there's no one else to take those jabs. And Ronnie's feeling like Jazz is not being a real friend if she has all these underlying shady feelings about Zoe. But I feel like maybe it's just that the writers are trying to make up for the fact that Sky's gone. And that's so exactly all of those cheap shots are getting put into Jazz's role, which isn't necessarily fair.
Yeah, it seems weird coming from Jazz. You know, I would rather hear it come from Nomi.
Nomi, I don't want to hear it come from a white person because I would be like, "This bitch is fucking racist." Oh my God. Save that shit for another character, another white character, because I know she's not about to come for the black man character. I don't think so. Oh my God. It can't come from Nomi. It gotta come from somebody black. I'd rather come from Kiela, whoever the fuck that bitch is, than come from Nomi.
Man, I gotta get used to her. She's an acquired taste.
I agree. I'm not into it.
Yeah. Then I have not acquired the taste for her yet.
Nope.
So when going
Anna
back
and to Javi.
Okay. Let's talk about Anna. It wasn't about Anna and Javi, but we can go there. I was going to ask you about Doug and Luca.
I mean, I feel like it was squashed before it even started.
Okay.
Luca was like, "You're out here fondling my kin," and Doug was like, "You're weird as shit, bro."
He's like, "Even now."
And they, Doug was like, "I'm not gonna do that shit again." And Luke was like, "All right, bet." Niggas, if it was girls, it would have been a bigger thing. But oh, man, we've been niggas. Fighting. Yeah, it's niggas. So it's just like, "All right, bet. You're not gonna do it again. We're not gonna do it." But we both know he and Kayla are about to do some shit. They wouldn't introduce this whole fucking new character for them not to do shit again. For
sure. Yeah.
He's... One kiss. Come on, bro.
But he, Doug has to have a.
No, he doesn't. Sorry. No. I would like to end the trope of needing to have a love interest.
No, but he, okay, I hear what you're saying, yes, but he needed to, what's the word I'm looking for? Get over Jaslyn by getting under someone
else. Okay, first of all, get under someone who, number one, is not a freshman, because that's creepy, and number two, is not someone who lives in your building. You're the RA. You're in charge
like
of that.
Guys do that. Like, they would take
okay, well, it's shitty.
I agree with you, but I would like to
end the trope of taking advantage of women who are under your protection / care.
Oh, yeah. Andrew Cuomo. No,
oh, God. Cuomo looking at you, bro. But, yeah, like, you know, that whole thing is just like, ugh, it's icky. It's not. Not to minimize anyone's trauma there we go. And problems. There we go.
Yeah.
But I think that it's a little. It's not necessarily wrong in Doug's case, but it's a little bit icky because you are in charge of her experience as a freshman at the very least. I didn't have an RA my freshman year of college. She was studying, I mean, as a girl, but also she was studying abroad. So I didn't have one almost the entire year, freshman year. So like, I didn't have to worry about that. And also it was apartment living for me. So it was like no big deal, but it seems a little bit like you're taking advantage. Like I know that one of my friends was an RA and also one of my aunts was an RA in college, and you really are like in charge of the way they handle their first year. Now I would never want to be an RA. I mean, it's something you get paid for, so I understand why people do it, but like I would never want to do that because my freshman year was so much fun without an RA. And I would never want to be like bogged down by the thought of having one. So
I was just curious to know what the text message was.
You read it. You didn't read it?
No, I mean, no. I just saw that there was a message.
Oh, girl, I was like reading the whole thing.
Okay, so what did he say?
He was like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "I'm in the bath." And they sent like emojis. Like she sent the bath emoji. Then he sent like a "I'm running to the bath" emoji.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm like, why did he? Okay. Now
again. And she was like, "You left your tank top with me, but I'll bring it back to you." And he was like, "Bro, are you smashing my sister?"
Got
and that's
it.
When okay. Aaron was like, "Kayla,
where are you?
I'm gonna find you, girl. Let me get out of here." So, yeah, Aaron was not about to be a part of the mess, which I
don't blame him.
But I was laughing so hard. He is really Trevor Jackson. He's really funny.
Yes, I agree. This season, I like him more
than others.
Yes, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think he's funnier because he doesn't have to. I mean, he gets more time to be fun and less time being like he was really the only one carrying the burden of being woke in the last four seasons. Yeah, but now, like the burden is carried by everyone, which is nice. We get to see more of him, which I appreciate.
Yeah, I've always referenced A Different World when it comes to Grown-ish. And moving into episode 6. Is it the last
one?
We
are talking about 6 and 7.
Yeah. So 7 with him doing the whole teaching.
Yeah. Getting very much Dwayne.
Yes. And I get Dwayne Wade vibes when I saw him behind a podium instructing the class. It totally reminded me of that, just a modern day.
But except Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
Dwayne Wayne.
Yeah.
Did not take off his shirt in the middle.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
He was like trying to like flex his muscles so hard as he's like telling them. And then he's like, I made a huge mistake. Right. At least he recognized he made a huge mistake.
Sure. After he took all his clothes off, it was pretty much. But yes,
I'm on Instagram Live. And then he's realizing he made a mistake. That's the difference between a different world and now. You make a mistake, that's your mistake forever.
Right. And this fool was literally gaming to look like Hitch from
Will Smith
from Hitch. Which, by the way, is a great ass movie for those who may not have seen it. Which I'm surprised you've seen it because you don't like the
dare you?
Well, I'm just saying. You don't watch anything. And for you to have seen it already is hilarious. But yeah,
that was in my prime time.
Yes.
Actually, I'm pretty sure it was in the $5 DVD movie section.
It must have been.
And that's how I got it. Because my mom did not buy us $20 DVDs when I was a kid.
I'm with you.
Okay. But the $5 section.
For sure.
At Walmart or Target. Which one was it? Both.
Yeah, I was going to say either or.
Yeah, we got a lot of those. That's how we got Mr. Deeds. Love Mr. Deeds.
Is that the one with Adam Sandler?
Yeah, I love Mr. Deeds.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't watched it in a long time. Master of Disguise. Good one.
The cartoon?
No.
Oh.
Master of Disguise with, what's your name, guy?
Master of Disguise.
You never seen Master of Disguise?
Lord, no. I was thinking it was like a cartoon, like a Disney something. What's the one where he was a...
The mask.
No, Spies in Disguise or something like that?
Spies
in
Disguise. The black guy and... A black nigga?
Yes. He was a cartoon. So
Dana Carvey.
Oh.
You know
I have heard the name before.
We're going to watch Master of Disguise. Add it to the list.
Oh, my God. Gigi, let's just say you did, but don't.
Me and my dad used to... Well, I mean, I was young, obviously. But me and my dad used to think it was like the funniest movie. You never saw... Am I not turtly enough to be a part of the Turtle Club? Turtle.
No. What in the hell? No.
Oh shit. We're gonna watch it for sure. Let me see what. Oh my god. Rotten Tomatoes 1%.
I can see why. Okay. Yeah. What the hell?
I mean, I was a kid, but I loved
what
it.
What year did this come out in?
2002.
Oh wow.
That's probably the same year as Hitch.
No. I feel like that was like Hitch. 2007 or 2009 or some shit. She tried it.
It's later than... No, I don't know.
You legit just tried it.
Okay, Hitch, 2005.
I was close.
It's
okay.
Not that far off.
No, not.
3 years. Either way, I was still a child.
Yeah.
2002, oh, wow. I wasn't so even there. 10.
Oh, my God.
But 2005,
stop
I was
talking.
12.
Stop talking.
2005, I was 12. So
oh, my.
Basically grown.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, that's crazy.
Was that 12?
Something like that.
Yeah, I was talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're supposed to be talking about Javi and Anna.
Anna. Uh-huh. I don't like him. I didn't like him from day one, though.
Remember, he was a grad student, like, TAing. And mm-hmm. She was like, we shouldn't do this because you're a grad student.
Also.
And then it was like, we shouldn't do this because you're celibate. And then I was like, we shouldn't do this because.
You have herpes simplex, too.
You have herpes. No, it wasn't herpes. Chlamydia.
STD, STI, however you want to look at it, is still a disease.
Infection. You have chlamydia. And then it's like, we shouldn't do this because you lied to me about not having chlamydia. We shouldn't do this because you got me something that you didn't actually get me. The vet got it for me. And now it's, we shouldn't do this because you're a fucking racist. Okay, a real reason. I'm accepting this reason. Let's break up now.
Yeah.
Ronnie said in the last episode that she thinks they're going to break up soon, and she called it. The very next episode, they are done.
Yeah. So. And so you know what's about to happen. Javi what? And Vivek about to get it Javi, on together. No. They's about to be a couple.
No.
Mark my words, everyone who's listening to this fucking podcast.
No.
You heard it here first. Reese told you Javi and Vivek are going to have a moment together.
But what I'm telling you is Vivek already said that he had a moment with the guy and he was not into it. And that's what solidified that he was straight. And now you're saying that he's gonna backpedal on everything he said and decide that he is gay for Javi the asshole? I doubt it.
Okay, we also haven't seen Vivek. He was selling drugs, got kicked out of school, and now he's back after these episodes.
Maybe he needs a sugar daddy and he's gonna settle for Javi. No, I see Vivek and Anna before I see Vivek and Javi.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't think necessarily they're gonna be together, but I think that because
they're gonna share a kiss.
I just feel like Anna's confused a little bit because she thought that Javi knew her so well because he chose that watch for her, but actually Vivek chose it. And I feel like in a moment of confusion, she may confuse Vivek being her friend and knowing her so well for Vivek being more than a friend, because she did that with Nomi. Remember they had that kiss and then Anna was scared she was a lesbian and it was a whole ordeal like the very first season.
Well, Nomi was trying to turn her out because that's Nomi.
Nomi wasn't trying to turn her out. It was just a kiss. Mm-hmm. You can just kiss people. It's fine. Same way Vivek can just kiss people. It's fine.
Yes. But we knew where Nomi went after that.
Well, Nomi was already bisexual before she kissed Anna. Right. Like, she already knew that.
So, yes.
So, I don't think it's the same. I mean, Anna was clearly confused. Obviously confused. I'm glad for her that she broke up with Javi because Javi was dumb.
I don't think you're confused. I think you're just testing the waters if you
kiss. I mean, yeah, same thing, I think. Or
you're like curious to know.
Yeah, it's like, do I like that? Same with Vivek.
Uh-huh. Well, okay. We'll see what happens with Vivek and Javi.
Stop doing that. Stop implying stuff.
Okay.
She's implying stuff with her eyebrows, people.
I called it with, I didn't call
it. Who did you call it with?
I'm just saying, Anna.
These are your predictions.
No, yes, my predictions. Javi and Vivek are going to link up.
No, they're not. Okay.
Okay. And Luca and Nomi are going to link up.
No.
Okay.
Okay, here's my predictions. Okay. Vivek and Anna. Mm-hmm. Luca and nobody. Stupid Kiela and Doug.
Oh, well, yeah.
Ooh, and also Jess and Doug. And then it'll be a love triangle, and I'll be so here for it because I'm here for the drama. That's what I'm here for.
Will we see Rochelle going forward?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's done deal.
Yeah, I think done deal.
So what did you think when she, I know we're taking it back an episode.
That's fine, we missed each other.
Bye, bitch.
I was like, that was a nice bitch.
Right.
Like, I would say bye, bitch, to you. So that was a nice bitch. You know what I mean? Like, I would be like, bitch, how dare you fucking fuck my man and then come in here and think you're just gonna like be like, I'm gonna be the innocent one and tell you that I fucked your man. No, nigga, I already know everything. That's different than being like, bye, bitch. Like, bye, bitch can be nice. I say bye, bitch, to half the people I know.
Yeah, she should have said Felicia if she wasn't gonna like have emphasis behind it. Like, bye, Felicia.
Exactly. It's the same ass shit.
Bitch, you'd be like, bitch, what the fuck?
Exactly. I would be like, bitch, I'm at work. How dare you fucking come here and start this shit here? That has more emphasis than bye, bitch. Bye, bitch has no emphasis to it.
I agree with you on that one. I thought
but maybe so it's just because I say bitch all the time. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's a term of endearment.
Exactly. So I think that may be a problem because at least since high school, that's been a term of endearment for me. So,
for sure.
It's just like,
along with nigga.
Yeah, so she's like, that didn't have the same effect on me as it could have had. But also, I appreciate the fact that Rochelle was the bigger person. Like,
loved her for
not
that.
Not like they were
clearly engaged. Zoe wasn't going to do that.
Obviously not. Zoe's a fucking.
Say it, girl. Say it. Here, you're free at the Flowers and Rose podcast. You can say whatever. We'll edit it out.
Zoe's an idiot. More than half the time, she's an idiot. So I would never expect her to do the bigger thing, even though she really did think she was doing the bigger thing this time. She's just dumb.
It wasn't her place, but
it had nothing to do with her. She involved herself in shit she had nothing to do with. And that's what I said to Ronnie. If you're going to be the bigger person, you should have been the bigger person before you fucked her man. I'm sorry. It's too late. It's too late to try and like smooth things over. Like, you already had sex with her boyfriend, broke them up, and then stole her boyfriend, and now you want to be the bigger person? It's too late.
Oh my god, when she was like, I didn't cheat, Aaron did. That was Aaron. No. Oh my god,
I was like, how childish,
right?
You're the one who knew he had a girlfriend, knew he was basically in love with you,
and still
was
like, didn't care.
I love you, and then fucked him, but he cheated. You both cheated.
Yeah,
Don't get me started on Zoe.
I'm sorry. We won't do that.
So I want to talk about in the last episode, which was 7, how Jaslyn finally was talking to her therapist about what really has her in therapy. It was like, why BS? Just tell her the real shit.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that because me and Ronnie were saying in the last episode, like, it seems shitty that they finally mentioned therapy and all Jazz says is, I'm crazy. And the girl just says, okay, you cannot do track. And we're like, what? Like, that's not how therapy is supposed to work.
Exactly.
But the therapist was like, after listening to Jazz drone on about whatever nonsense, was like, okay, well, it sounds like you're better now. Back to track. And then Jazz broke down and started telling the truth.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, I mean, it is really shitty for Jazz to have realized she wasn't being serious about track, end her relationship so she could get serious about track.
Right.
And then still not be good enough at track. You know, that could mess with your
psyche for sure.
Yeah,
that would fuck me over too. Like my twin sis, well, they're not, are they twins on the show?
On the show, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so and in real life, no. Okay, but yeah, so that would play an integral part of your play with your mental psyche because your twin sister, you're not good enough.
Yeah, it's crazy because I think Sky was still supposed to be dating Rodney.
I totally forgot about him until you said it.
I know. When she left, I'm pretty sure that she was still dating him because I'm pretty sure he drove her to the airport.
Yeah, he did.
So it just sucks when you, I'm sure it's hard to have a twin because of course you're comparing yourself to that person. They're at the same exact stage of life as you at all times. And also having a twin of the same sex, it's like you really are just at the same place always, or you feel like you should be. And so there's a little bit of competition.
Yeah, especially if you're identical.
Right, and it's just like Sky could have a boyfriend and still make the Olympics and do everything, but Jazz couldn't, and I'm sure that was really stressful for her. And I'm sure, like, she feels, everyone does at the end of a relationship, like, romanticize it a little bit, and I'm sure she feels like, damn, I lost track and I lost Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My predictions, they might come back, just like what you were saying earlier. It could be a three-way there.
Not a three-way.
No, not a three-way.
A triangle. A love triangle.
Yes, a love triangle, which is three.
Okay, but a three-way is a threesome. That's sex.
Well, see, that's...
together, all three people.
Yeah, but see, I'm thinking, if I would have...
The words mean something. Yeah. Three-way means three-way sex.
Yeah, true that.
And they better not come with that nonsense.
No. But I can see... Well, I don't know if I can see it. I would like to... Now that she realizes that she's not good enough for track, not saying that she's not, but she's realizing that she
didn't make the Olympics.
Right. So she might go back to Doug.
Or try
she
to.
She seemed like she was in her feelings when Kiela was talking and calling him a bad person. So she might be like, hold up, bitch, that's my man.
Right.
So
that would be crazy if she goes back that route. I feel like they may, like, get drunk one night and hook up and then be like, oh, shit, what does this mean?
I mean, that's what happened when she was at track.
True. With old dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Doug
be calling her. On the same team. That you go to school with.
Come on, she was drunk. She wasn't thinking, how am I going to hide this from Doug? She was just having a good time.
Well, they were on a break.
They were on a break. And he said they could have sex with other people and said break.
Mm-hmm. He didn't mean it. He didn't think that she would do it.
He thought he was going to be out here and she was just going to be chilling.
Yeah. They all think that.
Bye.
Yeah.
I do hope we see more therapy for Jazz.
Okay.
Throughout the rest of the season. Like, I hope that we actually get to see. I know it's hard with an ensemble cast for us to see each character go through each thing, but, like, they should make a point to make sure that we see her. Honestly, I care more about her going to therapy than I do about Zoe and her new boss.
Or Anna and Javi.
Right. I mean, they're done. Thank God.
But yes.
I want to see more of Vivek. We saw him for 1 second in the last episode, and all he was doing was cleaning.
I don't know how they're going to do this with him being suspended and community service. I mean, I guess we'll just see him with the girls in the house because that's the only time we ever see Vivek.
I mean, he's going to have to get a job at some point. His parents cut him off. He's no longer dealing drugs.
Yeah.
How is he going to afford to live there?
He might got a stash. He might bury some money somewhere. You never know.
Even so, you shouldn't just be burning through your stash. You're saying a stash of money, right? Not a stash of drugs.
No, stash.
Okay, yeah.
No, I think he's done with that.
Me too. But yeah, that's my thing, is I just feel like you don't just want to burn through your savings. You want to make some money as well. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we see his struggle basically as a college dropout, because that's what he is now. I mean, I guess, is it a dropout if you don't do it by choice? A dropout to me means you were like, this isn't for me. Bye.
Right, correct.
Like Zoe was a dropout when she dropped out.
Right.
Vivek didn't drop out. He was forced out.
He was kicked.
Right.
But he did it to himself. Like,
true.
On, you knew what you were getting into. You knew the consequences that come with this. And
he got pretty light consequences. So
for facts, because if he was any darker with a lot more melanin, jail time immediately.
Yeah,
immediately.
For sure. Oh, Vivek. So,
yeah, with that. But you know, I'm happy to see that they wrote in therapy, because I mean, I feel like with a lot of social media, especially I follow Charlamagne on Instagram from mm-hmm. The Breakfast Club, and he is a big advocate on mental health for the Black community.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see Kenya like write that in for the crew. I mean, because Black people frown upon therapy.
Yeah, it's like stigmatized.
Yes,
like,
and I hate that it's like that. So it's nice that they were able to bring that to it, especially in Gen Z?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, especially with that generation.
So different from previous generations.
For sure. Yeah, that seems to be the thing, TikTok.
I love TikTok.
I know.
Yeah. It's great.
I remember the other day I was talking to you about something about the reels on IG. You were like, girl, they came from TikTok. Okay. You're hilarious. Well, let's really get into Aaron teaching midnight class.
It all comes full circle.
Yeah.
He started in the midnight class. He's back to the midnight class.
Wasn't Charlie back in the day?
He was
teaching
a teacher.
The midnight class?
Mm-hmm. He was like, some of the greats started there. And we're like, boy, are you one of the greats?
Yes, he claims himself to be. I love it. But yes. Well, I know I mentioned this to you, but I will share with the listeners. I'm a little weirded out by Luca's baby sister being there. I would love to have seen Aaron's baby sister come to the university as opposed to Kiella, Luca's sister. Especially with him teaching now, like him being an instructor. I would love to see.
Yeah, that would have been very interesting. Mostly because I think Aaron is more of an evolved character. Like, sure. I feel like Luca kind of jumps in and out. Like, there's some episodes that he's not in at all. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we see Aaron all the time.
Yeah, we do.
And if they're going to introduce him now as a professor or a TA or whatever he is, you know, it would have been interesting to see that dynamic play out. Was Kiella in the midnight class? I don't think she was.
No.
I see.
No.
Yeah, because I feel like maybe, I mean, I don't know, but it kind of seemed like maybe the midnight class, and not that the class was a joke, but that the people that they panned across were a joke, because it was just like people who not looked like, but like were similar to the original cast.
Yes.
And I can't figure out if they're trying to like introduce us to the next wave of students that are going to be there the way they did in like A Different World with Jada and stuff.
Yeah.
Or if it was just kind of like a gag and it was supposed to be funny.
I think, I mean, I don't want this to end after 4 seasons.
Me either. I hope it doesn't. Like, I don't think it is.
Yeah, so I feel like they're going to have to introduce a new class. I mean, Say About a Bell did it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got to keep up with the Joneses or somebody. Yeah.
Right.
So I feel like they will have a new class. So.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see if they're going to start developing the people that they showed us, or so far the only younger person we have is Kiella.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody else is the original cast that we've known all along, and Charlie.
I love fucking Charlie.
Who is like in it, but not in it. So
what is his position now? Because I'm like confused now.
I think he's the dean.
Is he the dean?
Dean of, you know, there's multiple deans. I think he's dean of like students.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think. That's what I remember.
Yeah.
So
he's like the new Walter.
Yeah, was Walter Dean? Walter was a dorm master.
So he was the AR?
No, oh. RA is like students.
I'm sorry, I'm talking about guns.
My bad. Yeah.
The, you know who I've been hanging out with.
Right. An RA is a student, but a dorm monitor.
Dorm director? I hate master.
Yeah.
Dorm director.
Okay.
That was Jaleesa.
Oh, yeah. Jaleesa and Walter at one point were dorm people.
And Miss Letty.
Miss Letty.
Whatever her name was.
It's Letty. Yeah. You know, when I was in high school, I took martial arts during the winter season because sports was mandatory. Like, you could not do a sport. And I don't play basketball, especially not at a high school level where people actually care about basketball. I do not care about basketball. You know, like, they are getting all dramatic and crying after games and shit.
You want me to rebound that? No.
Right, like, no. You want me to run? I don't think so. So, I did martial arts, and the like instructor was called master. Like, that's what you had to call him.
Yeah. Nah. Not me.
He was black. Does that help?
No.
It helped for me. I think that was the only reason I was comfortable. Do not even talk about master like that.
Oh my God. They even now changed it. They don't even say master bedroom. They say owner's suite. Yeah. They got rid of that.
I know.
Finally.
Yeah. I feel like if he was white, I definitely would not have been calling a nigga master.
God, like, I quit.
Right.
Take this belt and shove it up your ass.
I would have had to play basketball.
Right. Pass the ball.
Exactly. But he was black, so it was fine.
Okay.
And I really loved him.
Okay, yeah.
He was my fave. Okay. And I think I was his fave because I was black.
Were you the only black
kid? One girl, one boy.
And you said
martial arts.
So what do you learn in a variety of arts?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's not just karate and taekwondo. Oh, so
it's like a mix kind okay. of. Right. And we used to do like competitions with like other schools and other like.
And what color belt did you go up to?
I was orange yellow.
What the hell?
So orange is right below yellow, but okay. There's like half belts when you're in between.
Sure.
And I was orange yellow, I think, when I stopped.
Okay. Did June do this as well?
Sean played basketball. Sean played every sport.
I didn't know if he ever.
Come on, bro. Any major sport he played. He has even played water polo at one point.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's the first black nigga person I know.
Me too.
To play water polo.
He's done everything.
Marco Polo?
No.
I got that.
No.
I know plenty of people that play Marco Polo, exactly. But water polo? No.
He's done everything. He's been on swim teams, okay. Water polo. You know, he played lacrosse. That was his favorite sport even in high school.
Okay.
But he played major sport. Football, mm-hmm. Basketball, lacrosse, usually, every year.
Right.
I was outdoor soccer, indoor soccer, tennis.
Okay, I was basketball until I realized I really don't like it.
It's just not a fun sport to me.
Right, and I think everyone forced me to do it because I was tall. And
you're tall, you're black, you gotta play basketball.
I was like, no, I don't want to do this. But track and field is where I really like.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Sure. What was your event?
Hurdles, 100... And 400, they would try to get me to do the 8, but I hated it. It's too long. And cross country?
Hell no. We had a cross country team. Of course, you know, I was not doing that. I had giant boobs. What would I look like running long distances? On purpose? I think absolutely not.
Right. For fun?
Right.
Hell no. No,
yeah.
I definitely didn't do that. But yeah.
I was fine. I didn't love indoor soccer, but I had played soccer my entire life, so I was fine with it. Then they canceled it after my freshman year. Mm-hmm. That's when I started taking martial arts.
Okay.
I loved martial arts. Like, it was so much fun.
I was a fan of powder puff football.
Oh, I never played that.
I loved it. I mean, it wasn't tackle, obviously, yeah. But yeah.
Sean also played flag football. He's done everything. Yeah.
He's
definitely a tennis fan. I also switched from soccer to volleyball. I love volleyball.
Yeah, they tried to get me to do that because I was tall,
it's
too.
So much
I
fun.
Did not like it.
Mostly, I just like the uniforms.
This was always sore as fudge.
She's pointing to her forearm. But after like 2 weeks, it just gets numb.
Yes.
And then every season, you're like starting.
Red, yeah. All the time.
Not all the time. And then every season, though, it is like you're starting from scratch. So you get back around to it the next year, and it's like, oh my God, it's so raw for like 2 weeks. But then it just goes away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when I used to play outdoor soccer, our coach used to. Lake, that's his name. I don't remember his first name, but his last name was Lake. And he used to make us do like all these crazy drills, and like sometimes even in the rain he would have us practice like headbutting the ball drills. And it's not like throw the ball up and you headbutt it. Someone was throwing, like pelting the ball directly at your head in the rain, so you know that shit hurts way worse.
Slight concussion.
Yes. And just over and over and over and over. I was like, this shit, like, is this real?
I'm like, I got a headache.
He did not care. In games, I used to be like begging for a sub, and he would just ignore me most of the time. And if he actually did answer, he would just be like, no.
Okay, I'm back. I was blank for a moment because I'm like, a sub.
Oh, a substitute.
Substitute.
Like, get me out of this game, bro. I've been running back and forth for an hour.
Okay, I just would have fell down. Grab a shit. Oh, my God, I'm hurt.
He would not have cared. He would have been like, get up. Well, you know, when I was in when I first started martial arts and I learned that there were competitions and I had to like fight people in competitions, I told my parents, like, listen, I'm not going to fight anybody. I'm just going to fall down and pretend. And
they didn't pay no money for you to fall down.
They laughed so hard. So, of course, they came to my first competition because none of us knew what a martial arts competition was. So they were like, we got to see this.
Oh, my God.
And there are so many embarrassing pictures on my Facebook.
I would love to see this.
And then I ended up kicking ass. I won first place in every competition.
I'm sure all the listeners in the Rose Garden will love to see a photo of you.
Hell no. Y'all will not be getting that picture. Once we reach 10,000 followers on Instagram, I will post a martial arts picture.
All right. You heard it here first.
Whenever that happens. Anyway, back to Grunish. So we talked about Aaron in the new Midnight class. We need to talk about your homegirl, not my homegirl, Zoe, and her new boss, Esme.
One, I hate her name.
Esme is not a black person name.
It is not.
It's not even really anybody's name. The only person named Esme I've ever heard of is the mom from Twilight.
Okay, I know of someone who's of Latino descent whose her name is Esmeralda, and I know that Lala is Puerto Rican, so that's how I was like, oh, okay.
So you think Esme is like a nickname for Esmeralda?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. That does make sense, actually. I never thought about it. The only Esmeralda I know is the one from Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah, but wasn't it one of Cinderella's sisters' name?
Oh, they have names?
I feel like they did.
I don't remember.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
But. You know, I know in the Whitney Houston Brandy version, they had names. I don't remember what they were. But I know they had names. That's a good... I'm going to rewatch that now.
Oh, the live version with Whitney?
Yeah. So
it
good.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
It definitely was a good one. I saw a picture of Brandy and her daughter. I totally forgot she had a kid.
A long time ago.
She was like a teenager. I was like, holy shit, I forgot she is a mom.
Shout out to Sheree.
She secretly kept that. Remember she had her like reality TV show? You probably don't remember.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, me and my mom used to watch it all the time. We love Brandy.
Brandy and, what is her mom's name? Because she is mean as shit.
Oh, shit. What is her mom's name? She's hilarious.
She is
mean. That show was great. I love that show.
I enjoyed it. She.
Ray J. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're one of those classic black families with the mean mom and the nice dad.
She got shit taken care of for her children. That's true. Okay, they live very comfortably right now. But
she was not out here playing.
I want to say Brenda, remember. But it ain't.
It's
Brenda.
Not Brenda. Wanda.
We'll figure it out though. But
anyway, so Esme, aka Lala.
Yeah.
First of all, no offense, Lala. She's not that good of an actress.
Not at all. Every character she plays, I despise. I'm like, when is she going to die off?
She plays villains.
Yeah. But yeah, Esme, I was like, man, they just could have kept her name as Keisha from...
No, they couldn't do that. Back to back to back.
But yeah, Esme. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Lala, so I was like surprised to see her there. But I mean, I like how Grownish has these special... Guess Joey Badass, Sweetie.
True.
Now Lala. I mean.
It's fine, I guess, but I think like the storyline of like a boss stealing their intern's work is a little overplayed. And also, I don't feel like it's. I mean, I guess it's harder when you're like in the arts because I'm like, how do you decide what is yours and what is theirs when it's in the arts, kind of like that has happened on so many TV shows that I've watched.
Well, it looks like she's just there
coffee grabber,
right? So
but so how did Lala get her design,
right? So why were you even there doodling? And
my designs would have been right at the crib, right? Because that's mine,
right?
So, and then in the end she decided that it was fine. That would not have been fine for me.
No, yeah, right.
I would have been like, bitch, that's mine. You stole that.
Right. Because if you don't stand for any, if you don't stand for a purpose and you'll fall for anything, I feel like that's what she did. Oh, I don't want to be the one who,
like, rocks the boat. Right. I get that she doesn't want to, like, put down another brown woman, but that brown woman is putting you down by stealing your intellectual property in my book. And it was almost identical. She changed like two colors on the jacket. She even kept the damn Z. Like, damn, bitch, you could have done me the favor. Make it an E for Esme, because that is crazy.
No, exactly. You kept the Z.
Talking about this is a Z for Gen Z. That is a Z for Zoe Johnson. And I would have had a serious attitude.
Yeah. Well, and if you're going to do all that, then put like a little G and then a big Z. Or I don't know. But
yeah, or something.
But you just kept it how it was. You bitch.
Right. And she had no kind of like qualms about it. Like, she wasn't even like, Zoe, let me like pull you aside and be like, thanks for the design. You might as well thank me. You took the whole shit. I mean, yeah, that was crazy. She didn't
sing her praises at all. But
she didn't even mention to her that she stole it ever. She was like, isn't it inspired that I came up with this on my own? Like, are you kidding?
And then turned around and told her, like, order the food truck
on me. Exactly. And it's like, I guess that's the very least you can do.
It's not cool, bitch.
Right.
Order motherfucking matcha.
It's actually crazy.
Although I love matcha.
I've never had matcha.
Well,
why are you saying it like that? She's giving me side eye. I like green.
And you are weird about all the stuff that you ingest.
But not color wise.
No, but I figured you would just because it's matcha. It's tea.
What is matcha?
It's green.
That's why I have never had matcha. Because I'm like, what the fuck is it?
I don't know. I like it though.
Same thing. Actually, if a rosebud is going to tell us what matcha is, tell me what kombucha is.
Oh, the drinks I've seen. Yeah. Yes.
Because it'll be like live cultures in here. I'm like, I don't know that I'm trying to eat no live cultures. I guess, does yogurt have live cultures?
Yes.
Oh, well, I don't care. What the fuck is kombucha? Because kombucha is, this is what freaks me out. It's like, I think I've read somewhere that it's naturally effervescent, like bubbly. Ew. Where'd that shit come from? Why is it naturally, you know what tastes to me like it's naturally effervescent? Like if you eat like a bad piece of watermelon that's been sitting for too long, it tastes like it's carbonated.
Your stomach gonna hurt like shit.
Yeah, like you could feel it on your tongue. Like it feels like it's carbonated. And that's what that, I've never tried it, but that's what that reminds me of.
Okay.
And it'd be having like shit in it, kombucha. Like I'm like, what is that?
Turmeric and ginger.
No, it look, I don't know. It just be looking like it's hella shit at the bottom of the bottle. Well, and I'm like,
shake it.
No.
All the nutrients settle to the bottom.
Are you going to drink some kombucha?
I would. Let's do it. I love turmeric drink. Oh my God.
I like turmeric a lot. I drink turmeric tea every single day.
Yeah.
Turmeric ginger peach, if anyone is wondering. It's very good. We have it at the office. I bought it.
Yeah.
I mean, TMJ bought it.
We know who went physically to the store. Got it.
I went physically to the store.
Financially, they did it. Yes, I got you. Monetary gray. You're funny.
Yeah, so someone, whoever's a nutritionist or cares about that stuff, Kourtney Kardashian, tune in, let us know.
Oh, yeah, she's a big fan of matcha.
I'm sure she knows what all those things are.
And collagen, and I think that's what it's all for.
Collagen?
Yeah.
Matcha?
Yeah.
I probably need that. I mean, I don't right now, but, you know, you're supposed to start before you need it.
Well, yeah.
So that you don't need it.
Oil of LA in my 20s.
But, like, the one for,
like wrinkles and lines and all the other shit. Although I didn't have none of that. I don't have it now.
Yeah, but you're black.
Well, yeah. But
like you wouldn't have it for at least.
I don't ever wanted to come even when I'm older.
You got at least 25 more years before you even got to worry about that.
I
got to
use some tanning lotion.
Tamala. out here tanning.
Out here to look like a California raisin.
Right. She's crazy. She's still pale. She ain't hardly sitting in the sun.
Well, at least have your legs out.
That's she ain't have focus. Her legs out.
Like, keep your upper body extremities in. Right?
She ain't have nothing out. She was under
she
the
umbrella. She was trying to get no tan.
Because we went and we bought all those beach things and we did not know how to put the umbrella into the sand. And we were so jealous, like, looking at people's, and the wind was blowing and theirs weren't even moving. And the women blow knives would be like, bloop, and fall right over. I was like, how do we do this? We ended up like makeshifting it, like, and we I sent her down to the water to bring some water back so we can like wet some sand and make it hard and then like pack it around. It's like, how do people get it to stay? I felt honestly, this is so sexist. I hate that I even have to say this, but I felt like we needed a man because it has like an anchor that you twist into the sand. Sand is loose. You got to get it into the actual ground. Mm-hmm. And we were like trying to put our whole body weight, but it wasn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was pissed because a man would come to the beach and just be like, and his would be good, but ours is like.
And you ain't feel that you didn't feel comfortable.
Asking somebody?
Yeah.
Well, there was this black guy that I was going to ask to help. I wasn't going to ask just anybody. But there was this black guy I was going to ask to help.
Are, yes.
But he put his in and then had to run down to the water because his son, like, beeline straight to the water. Like, he didn't have time to be messing with
and
us.
He ain't never come back after that.
No, because the kid wouldn't get out the water. Right. Okay. Yeah, so.
You know how to get him out the water.
Sure! Oh, my God.
You way back here.
Right. Like, what? When
if you hear shark, you gonna run.
I'm like, oh my gosh, sir, would you mind helping us?
Right. When my grandparents first bought the lake house, my cousins used to be so scared. Like, we could not convince him to get in the water because he was like, there's sharks in there. And I was like, this is not the ocean.
Isn't that what I told you when I first went?
Yes. This is a man-made lake. It's not even salt water. A shark could never survive. And maybe the whole first year we were down there, he did not get in the water.
Yeah.
What's actually a shark can survive in fresh water?
Oh yeah, it's a bull shark.
Okay, so a specific shark can survive.
Only one.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Screw bull sharks. It's a man-made lake. There's nothing in there. It's not supposed to be there, except like turtles.
Aren't they snapping though?
No, they're box turtles.
They're what?
Box turtles, like regular turtles.
Like, you know, fox turtle. Like,
shout out to Steve the turtle.
Oh, yeah.
That's what me and Belle named that turtle.
Yes, I remember.
I didn't see him last time I went.
Were
he's
you really
playing.
For him,
I was.
And how about the things that laid the eggs? Was it geese?
Yes. Ducks? Thank God. And it was geese, which I hate geese. Ducks are fine. Geese, not so much. The eggs never hatched. I didn't tell you?
No.
I'm sure Logan scrambled it. He stepped right on them.
Yes, this boy right here was like stomp
yes.
all over them.
That boy Logan stepped all in the nest.
He did the homeboy from Dave Chappelle all over the couch.
Fuck yo couch, nigga.
Right.
Fuck yo couch.
He did with their eggs.
Rick James, bitch.
Yes. He Rick James, the bitch's ex.
He really did. I don't even think he knew he was stepping in a nest.
No, he didn't.
So that was my bad because I let him do it. I thought that he was going to be aware enough to be like, oh no, and like walk around it or sniff it, not just walk right in it.
He was like,
yep, sure was. So those eggs never hatched and Papa said he felt bad, but the geese stopped coming back to the nest altogether. Their babies died. Anyway, yeah, sharks and stuff. Also grownish. Also, that was the end of my list.
Oh, wait. I wanted to get your predictions with
this. I was about to say, any predictions? Mm-hmm. Is Vivette going to get a job? I feel like no.
Yeah, I don't see him getting a job. Not at all.
They're going to have to discuss his finances at some point. And also, so remember the episode where Kiela called Doug a bad black person?
Mm-hmm.
That whole episode, Aaron kept joking that he was so poor, remember? Over and over, he kept talking about how poor he was. And I thought that he ain't had no job. Now, two episodes later, it's like, oh, he's been a TA this whole time. But I'm like, they got some stuff to discuss because I don't understand the finances of, like, it's obvious with Jazz. She's always talking about she needs to keep her scholarship, blah, 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 blah. We know that Luca's dad is rich. He pays for their apartment. He pays for everything. So, like, I found that out for sure when Kiela was, like, at the party, at the same party. Remember, she was letting people in for free?
Yeah, she was like, my dad
she was like,
for this place.
She was like, yeah, you told me I couldn't XYZ, but then I remembered my dad pays for this apartment. And I was like, okay, so their parents are rich. Don't worry about their finances. Zoe's dad is rich. Don't worry about their parents. Bo is a very rich doctor.
But that's what drives me crazy. Like, Bo has not been there since season one.
So, Ronnie was saying that it's not necessarily a realistic college experience for parents to just show up every time something happens, which I agree with. However, the problems that Zoe has have been big problems, ones that your parents would show up for. Sure. I was like, it at the very least warrants a strongly worded email. Is there a phone call? Is there a voicemail? Exactly. And I was like, they set the precedent for that to me when the whole thing happened with Cash and Zoe showed up. But Ronnie said, Sharon said, and I don't disagree with her, that that was different because Zoe was dropping out for a boy and not dropping out for herself to pursue a career. Blah, 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 blah. And then she's also right in saying that Dre did show up when Zoe got married. But that's something also that's really like catastrophically big that you would have had to show up for. So I don't think she's wrong that they are showing up for like the really bad moments. But I guess maybe I'm just jaded because my entire college career, like I call my mom every single day. Like if that stuff had happened to me with Esme, I would have called my mom and be like, what do I do?
For sure. As soon as you saw it.
Exactly. So it's hard for me to wrap my head around, but me and my mom are unnecessarily close. Right. So
unnecessarily
close. Yeah, I just have to like remind myself that not everybody's like that. Like even all my friends, none of them were like that with their parents at college. Like I would be walking home from parties like 3 o'clock in the morning drunk, and if I was by myself, I would just call my mom and wake her up and be like, listen, I'm walking home, I just need you to talk to me until I get home. And she would, you know, I just call her all the time. Even if I was, I mean, I tried not to, but even if I was underage, I would still just call her because she'd rather me be
call
safe
her, right, yeah, right, right,
than just be wandering around North Carolina by myself in the middle of the night. So yeah, I literally call her for everything. Even now I'm like, my eye hurts, what do I do?
You didn't, but I believe you.
Anything that happens, yeah. Like I don't know, I mean, my stomach feels a little bit weird, what do you think I should do? And she's like, I don't know. So
same way with my son. So I
yeah
it. Totally get it.
It's a little weird, but I guess it's fine. And no, also
it's not weird, it's promising. I love it. I mean, because then I know that my son's like, I know you're not gonna be afraid to share anything with her, and yeah, that's how my son is with me.
Exactly. And you can like you can worry less because you know if something's happening, you're gonna know about it, you know what I mean? So I think that's a good place to be in,
for sure.
And I understand like the logistics of, I'm sure it's expensive to have Anthony Anderson or Tracee Ellis Ross on Grown-ish. It's not even on the same network even, you know what I mean? So it's not like,
oh yeah, you're right, Freeform and ABC.
yeah. Wow. So I'm sure that's very expensive, but
I didn't even realize that until you said, I mean I realized it, but I didn't think about it until you said it out loud.
Yeah. So like logistically, I'm sure it's a lot.
Freeform used to be ABC Family.
Yeah, but it's still not, you know.
Okay.
They may even record on the same lot, I don't know, but it's not exactly the same, you know. Like it's not like it's Black-ish and then Grown-ish back to back every weekday, you know what I mean?
This ain't Thursday night back in the
80s. Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway, so another recap on the books.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm looking forward to whatever happens with the new cast. I mean, because we were talking about, well, not the new cast, but the Midnight Class and how they focused on characters who reminded you of the main characters of the show. So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, but I also don't want it to just be like a direct repeat of what we just watched four seasons of.
For sure, because they're going to lose me on that.
Yeah, because they even, I'm sure that had to have been a joke, because they even had twins in tracksuits. Like, I'm not about to watch two more people try to go to the Olympics if that's what they're trying to do. So, I don't know. But, yeah, I'm excited to see, we're being very optimistic in saying this, but I'm excited to see how and if they move forward with another season, because we want another season.
Yeah. Has any show ever stopped at season 4?
Of course. You know, stuff gets canceled and stuff all the time.
But this show is, I can't say it's a good ass show. Like, canceled? When I say canceled, I'm thinking it's like, no, it's bad and it's not good and no one's watching. And
yeah, but yeah, you're right. But
well,
I don't know.
To see. We'll just have to wait.
Well, don't keep us waiting too long.
Yeah, Kenya.
I just want to see like season 5 coming soon. And then I'll be like, whew.
Yes, right? Exactly. We can relax and chill. Yes, I agree with you on that one. But we'll see what happens.
All right, Reese, I think it's time for us to step out of the Rose Garden.
Let's do it. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you listening.
Always. Good to go.
All right, guys. So we're just going to end it with our outro. No. Okay. Wait, yes. Okay, start. Hey, guys. So I just wanted to let you know where you can follow us, and you can follow.
Let me start. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening to another episode of Flowers and Rosé, our grownish side piece. We are having so much fun recapping the episodes with you, and we hope that you guys are enjoying it. Reese is going to go over our socials before we let you go.
Absolutely. So on IG, you can follow us at Flowers and Rose Pod. Again, that's Flowers and Rose Pod. Our email is flowersandrosepodcast@gmail.com. Twitter at Flowers and Rose Pod as well. Facebook, Flowers and Rosé. Drink pink all day. That's all I can tell you. Tune into next week. We're going to be sharing with or recapping episodes 8 and 9. And we would love to hear your predictions on what that may be.
We ready.
I'm ready. I know for sure.
I mean, we've given you guys all of our predictions and stuff. So if you guys have any predictions you want to share, comment on some socials or slide into the DMs.
Yes, I love that.
Or if you want to give us your list of your favorite characters this season from top to bottom, I'm very interested in
that. I'm so interested, especially from, I mean, everyone, honestly, who listens to the show. I agree.
All right, guys. Have a good week or so, and we'll be in touch.
Bye.
Bye.